Greetings from the Raven Ascendant, here to do an astrology transit podcast for July 13th. It'll be an ongoing podcast. This is the new moon, the onset of it. The new moon is going to be exact on July 14th. 4:30 a.m. But before we get started on that, let's see what's going on with Mars. So Mars is in Gemini and it's conjunct Archangel Michael, the fixed star Aldebaran. All right, so with this placement, it's an opportune time to release fears, to face your demons on sex, drive, and courage. Facilitation could lead to multiple manifestations, but which one do you really want? Where the stimulation and zeal end up is up to you. Okay? So really reflect on that, you know? So it's the perfect time to let go, right, of whatever's holding you back when it comes to Mars. So, especially with all this other stuff going on. So, we also have a finger of God and a yod to Venus. And Venus is in Virgo. Okay, so how do we invest in our relationships, right? How do we assess the relationships that we need? Right now is the time to make determinations on that. Now is the time to plant seeds on the relationships that work well for you. Okay? So think about any transformations with your commitments, okay? Or any if there's any recurring exposures that bring you down. Okay, so try to calibrate that with the relationships. And also, think about the moments where you stood up for someone. Okay? Where you stood up for a cause that was righteous. All right, so this is what you need to calibrate with this yod, this finger of God, because we have Neptune here on one leg in Aries and Juno conjunct Pluto in Aquarius on the other. Okay, so the new moon is time to set new intentions, and all of this is kind of like playing in the same, you know, house here, or it's the same party, okay? So it's new intentions on what you need for your heart and what you need for new ways of thinking, okay? And new ways of communicating, but at the same time, look into some things that might have worked in the past. Might not be a bad time for that. There's some sort of communication or a certain way of thinking. Okay? So keep your, you know, steering wheel towards the light, right? And heed any clairvoyance when it comes to your relationships, especially now. Right? So If you feel it, go for it, okay? Archangel Raphael, Redivivus in light. July 16, 2026. The moon is going to touch base with Archangel Raphael, the fixed star Regulus. But before I get into that, I didn't speak about the nodes. All right, so they're both at 0 degrees. So the north node is at 0 degrees Pisces, and the south node is at 0 degrees Virgo, right where Archangel Raphael is at. So what's the portal? Okay, so zero is a portal. So for the south node here, something from another lifetime or from another time, right? Something from the past could come into your life. What do you do with it? Okay, that's the south node. Now there's other stuff with the south node, and it's trying to figure out what's the shit in your life, okay? And get rid of that. Like, you don't want to haul around a bunch of stuff that you don't need. You got to toss it out. Think about it, right? It's like being at the airport and you have bags, but they're just too big, or you can't take them. So you have to figure out what clothes you have to throw out. Or, you know, I guess you can check the bag in if you want. All right, so the north node being at Pisces, you know, what are we striving for? So you may have some clairvoyance to help you out with that. Okay, maybe a nudge from spirit. All right, on what is it we need to open up to, so that we can move forward on this path. Okay, on the path that of whatever you're trying to accomplish. Okay, so that's the north node, and that's something that, you know, like, what do you really want? Okay, and that's normally something that takes longer than it should. So with the moon there, it'd be healing and transformation, good time on your emotions. Okay, trust your instincts in the light. Okay, or if you've been burned, just now's the time to, you know, try your best to overcome that. July 18th, 2026. We have here at 5:13 a.m. Eastern Time. The moon is going to be conjunct the Lucifer asteroid, okay? So we'll be in Virgo. So with this aspect, exposing limitations might seem real, but the reality reveals disguise. The lens of bond is reflection, either good or bad. We also have here, coming into aspect, or already there, close enough. For exact, but not there. Jupiter opposite Juno conjunct Pluto. Now, Juno is retrograde and so is Pluto retrograde. So, I mean, it's not exact, but it's in effect. Or has been in effect since the beginning of the podcast that that this is in. Okay, so be mindful to have awareness of other people. Exposing of betrayal. What have you betrayed that can cut the sail on your journey in self-illumination? The genius is limitless, but not in the heart. Okay, so when it comes to aspects that are an opposite, energy is taken away. So with Jupiter here in Leo, what you want to do is, you know, set on some fun voyage to get yourself out there, feel better about yourself, right? To advance something in yourself, in the desires that you want, right? But you have this other thing, so who knows, right? With Pluto retrograde, this transformation, and there's also this whole thing about exposing things. So it could be something that's exposed again, right, about your commitment as well, or maybe even a spouse or a spouse candidate. All right, so with Pluto retrograde, you might have ideas. Some may be good, some may be bad, right? But being an Aquarius, you know, it's not the end of the world, okay? So keep your heart centered and maintain calmness on your voyage here in Leo, all right?